Hello and welcome to the South Talkies podcast. Today we're going to talk about the Malayalam movie Sudani from Nigeria, starring Soubin Shahir, Samuel Robinson, Savitri Sridharan, Sarasa and KTC Abdullah. Sudani from Nigeria, released in 2018, is a sports-based drama film and is currently streaming on Netflix. So today to talk about the movie, we have on the pod Hariharan. Hi Hari, how are you?
I'm fine, Kumar, and hello to all our listeners.
Let's probably hear your first thoughts on the movie before we delve deeper. So what are your first thoughts after you watched the movie?
Yeah, my first thought after watching the movie was the surprise, the sweet surprise that Malayalam movie keeps doing these sweet little films, right? I mean, I'm just amazed at the consistency with which these offbeat movies are made and for mainstream audience. Again, there is another movie where the context is different. This is a sports-based drama, like Kumar was telling. But there is a bigger theme of whole humanity and relationships, love, etc. But still, you know, they somehow fit it into their local culture. Nothing is out of place. Again, tremendous performances. My first reaction was that yet another gem from Malayalam cinema that no one should really miss.
Yeah, I had three very specific first thoughts after I watched the movie. The first was that, I watched it sometime in 2019, I guess, or maybe even 2020 now, to be fairly honest, I can't recollect. The thing is that after the lockdown, a lot of Malayalam movies became a lot more popular with people because they were binging on content and they had a lot more time available. So one of the movies that made the list was Sudani from Nigeria. If you see the lists of even a lot of non-South Indian critics or reviewers, like, you know, Anupama Chopra or Rajiv Masand, they had included Sudani from Nigeria in their list. But strangely, how there has not been a lot of analysis or articles or material on the movie. I don't know if it's because of the casting. You know, Soubin Shahir, while still a very popular actor in Kerala, does not make it to the big list. I'm not sure how many people outside of Malayalam will know about him. The second point I wanted to make was that, you know, even though it's categorized as a sports drama film, I thought that it's more of a sports dramedy, sports drama comedy film, if you can call it that. Because I felt that the movie, the setting was around sports, but, you know, except for maybe the first 15 minutes, after that, there's not a lot of focus on football, but the focus on life around football. There was a lot of humor throughout the movie, just like sprinkled in the right content, if I can put it that way. So definitely a sports drama comedy, I would say. And the third thing is, how often do we see a mainstream movie that has a Muslim family as the protagonist? And everybody's from the Muslim faith in this movie, right? And it doesn't look exaggerated. Doesn't look out of place. See, maybe it's a normal thing in Kerala. You see a lot of their films where all the protagonists are maybe Christians or Muslims. There is a good healthy mix. And so that can be attributed to maybe the, how the society is there in Kerala. But you cannot see any of these kind of stories outside. So it was a very pleasant surprise because in general, I've seen that when there is a depiction of, let's say, Christians or Muslims, or any other minority community in other languages, it's either too romanticized or, you know, the obvious stereotypes or, you know, there are always very contrived performances and settings. Here, it just felt in place. You felt that you're watching, okay, they're just another family who are going through their lives a similar set of everything. They're also, right, you might think that, oh, maybe we don't know a lot about their life or whatever it is. They have the same set of problems, right? She's worried that her son is not getting married. You know, son and the father, stepfather are not getting along. So it was a very refreshing change. That was actually the first thought I got after I watched the movie.
Hey, I would like to touch upon the third point that you raised, right? This whole Muslim setting and how it is natural and so on. Right? So I would like to refer to a couple of earlier movies in Malayalam, right? This Kumbhalangi Nights and Mahesh Inte Prathikaram. So both these movies, similar to this Sudani from Nigeria, they are very true to their setting. I actually think, you know, half the work in terms of detailing in terms of bringing some texture to the story and the screenplay is achieved by simply being true and faithful to the setting that you are capturing, right? So just like pretty much everything else in the movie, the Muslim setting is just a natural thing. I mean, this is how it is. I mean, take any big budget Tamil movies or Bollywood movies, the context or the setting is taken for granted, right? For instance, you can probably, the director could have placed a particular story in anywhere in the world, in anywhere in inside India, right? If it is a, say, urban movie, he could have placed it anywhere. And it's pretty much, similar to all the generic rural masala movies that we get. But Malayalam movies always seem to focus on, getting this background context very, very, properly. And I don't know why a lot of people do that, because the screenplay would blend in seamlessly with, the characters and the background. Again, I want to talk about this whole Idukki song that comes in,
in
the beginning, right? I mean, you're just transported into their world, and you don't question anything after that. You just buy everything as natural as it can come, right? And similar to the Kumbhalangi Nights, all this boat scene where, they move around in the backwaters and so on. The setting is established and there is no drifting. I have a lot of problem, right, with Tamil cinema especially, where this detailing is taken for granted. You pick any movie, they could have done it in Madurai, they could have done it in Chennai, just as generic as it can get. And the last movie that I remember which used this context very well was the Subramanyapuram in Tamil movie, and of course all the other movies like Paruthi Veeran and so on. It's probably new for us because it is a Muslim context, but it's not new to Malayalam cinema is what I was trying to tell you.
A great point, right? With respect to the detailing and the settings. In line with that, so you're a big football fan. And so how did you look at the culture of the sevens in that area of Kerala? And the whole football culture, did you enjoy that? I mean, have you...
Yeah.
How did you see it?
Yeah, I absolutely enjoyed it, right? So the interesting part to me was the fact that football being such a glamorous and gloriously followed game all over, and the higher rung footballers, they actually make so much money, but once you slip down the divisions, it's just like real world, right? People are struggling to make their ends meet. There is a survival question and so on. So there is a whole lot of unglamorous and in fact dirty side to this footballing world, similar to pretty much in either industry or any other sports that you choose, that probably goes very unnoticed, right? So there is a dilemma for any budding footballer, especially when he knows that he doesn't belong to the top level. There is love for the game, but he also knows that he has limited ability. So he just simply cannot drop his love for the game and, go do something else. And that struggle was shown, very nicely in this, right? So they probably know that, their talent or the caliber of the league or whatever the tournament that they're playing is not the best. Everybody knows that. But the love for the game and also trying to, make it as a your livelihood was very, very well shown. And by the way, some of the most passionate and true following happens locally. So all these local clubs and all these local, teams, which may not even be at the city level, right? They might be at this smaller club level or the seventh level or eighth level in the football hierarchy. They have some of the most passionate fans. So I thought all of that was shown very, very, nicely. The whole scene about how they go in a van, Shobin Shahid tells one guy, hey, I don't have petrol and all. He said, no problem, sleep and come in the bus tomorrow. And all of those things are, very real. The struggle for money is real, but the love for the game keeps them going. So I absolutely enjoyed all the scenes.
Yeah, that was great, right? And it was not very much in your face.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, they have that passion for the game, yet they are struggling for money. It was not very beautifully in that scene, where at the end of the match, Saubin is distributing the money to all the players. I think he keeps giving, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000, whatever. At the end of all of it, I think he has either 500 rupee note or 100 rupee note left with him. That is all that is remaining. And the funny part is, even then he's telling his friend or his associate, whoever it is that, you know, you have to put that message of passion in that WhatsApp group. But don't just limit with these much. Put some more, egg them on a little bit more and all. That was so much fun. And, you know, he goes home and you know, he comes back to stay with these guys who are, you know, I think they've taken a small home and where all the football guys, where all the African players are staying. Whatever. PG. So that passion was very infectious to watch, right? Yeah. So I think as a football fan, I don't watch football, but I really admired how the director had portrayed that passion without, you know, like putting it in your face saying, oh, no, not like we are passionate. But also, I think on the field, whenever he has an argument later also, I think there is a scene that comes later in the movie where there is this commentator who is saying that, oh my God, no, this the Saubin's team is a little, I don't know, behind, or they are a little weak because they don't have Sudani. And then he goes and says, no, how can you say such things? Don't say bad things. You will, you know, demoralize the players. So, fantastic depiction of the football passion. That. So, the sports aside. Yeah, sports. So, now that, you know, the sports aside, how did you look at the interpersonal relationships, right? There are four main characters, right? One is Majid. That is Saubin Shahar's character. Then is Samuel Sudani, who is actually a Nigerian, but you know. But, what is the reason, by the way, that everybody keeps calling him a Sudani?
No, so it's actually a joke, right? I mean, in the sense, every good footballer who might have come to Kerala, or specifically this region, as an import, they assume, you know, they are from Sudan. It's just their, you know, naivety that they cannot differentiate the African countries, right? I mean, it's as simple as that.
Okay, So
Samuel actually says, you know, I'm from Nigeria, but they're not bothered, so.
No, they actually say yes to it and still call him Sudani. They're okay, bye, Sudani. So we have four characters, right? One is Saubin as Majid, Samuel as Samuel. Then very important character, Savitri Sridharan as the mother, right? She had such a fantastic role and performance. And the fourth is the neighbor. I think Sarasa is this Beyuma character. I really love the inclusion of that character. Because, see, we have, you know, we have the friends characters in movies. But in how many movies have we seen the mother's friend as one of the important characters?
Actually, that's a great point, right? But all of our mothers have at least one friend that they lean
on. And
it's a support system, right? I mean, you can. That's their probably only, you know, time that they can be true to themselves. They open up about their life troubles, family troubles. They can't tell the husbands or the children, but there'll be that one person that they will open to. You're absolutely right. I've never seen why such a character has never been written, or we have missed it in other cinema. I don't know.
So I don't think it has never been written, but I think so much significance has never been given. And the way she lives with this family also, you know, she acts almost like a mother to Majid. In one of the first scenes where he meets her, he tells her that, you know, you are like my mother, Undi. And, you know, in very casual conversation, he's like, he mentions that. He's like, yeah, I know that. And I also know that I have the right to give you a tight slap if you go wrong.
Yeah,
that was so endearing to watch, the fact that, you know.
Yeah, actually, you know, I remember some story. I mean, some childhood memories, right? So, all these women from the other house, they actually wielded a lot of power and decision making, because, you know, and the children would actually be afraid of the aunt from the next house.
Yes, great character, and throughout the movie, she comes. There is also a point when his mother Jamila, right, she complains. She started sort of an ex, I wouldn't call it an exposition, but that is where they sort of reveal why Majid is so upset with his mother and father. And that is when we come to know that he's not actually the father, but a stepfather, where Jamila says that, you know, what, I actually didn't even want to marry, but my relatives pressured. And this Beyuma just shuts her down saying, yeah, enough of your complaint. Now you make the food for Sudhu. So it is great. And coming back to the mother character, so this character of Jamila reminded me so much of the mothers in our life and our own mother. She has her own son with whom she is still having issues. This guy is still having towards both the mother and the stepfather. But she still loves him. And, you know, she takes care of a completely different stranger just because, you know, her son wants to. Or she thinks that, you know, she loves her son, so she has to take care of him too. I mean, I'm not able to put it in the right words. But, you know, that could be any of our mothers, right?
No. The initial reaction, right? I mean, this is my guess, adding on to whatever you're saying. So the first time that she decides to take care of Sudhani might be because, you know, like her son has brought him home. And, you know, given the relationship, you know, it is one way for her to really make amends with him and so on. But then I think over time, the true motherhood or the mothership comes out of her, and she takes care of him, you know, truly from her heart. So that's my theory, right? It may not only be because Majid brought him home, but after some time, she also warms up naturally to Sudhani and her motherly instincts kick in.
Definitely. I think there is some point where Majid tells that, you know, maybe we have to let go of him or something. I think there is a conflict where he learns that Samuel has taken money from that Nisar, who is one of his in the opposing faction. And at that point, he tells his mother that, you know what, I'm going to leave him in the hospital. And she just puts her foot down for one of the few times, or at least probably the only time in the film, if I'm not wrong. She's like, no, Sudhu will stay here and I will take care of him. Just go get him or whatever.
Yeah.
And she that's one of the, yeah, so that was great to see. Like I told, this character of Jamila and Beyuma really reminded me of the mothers in our lives. I don't know, reminded me of your mother who I have met, my mother and our friend. Fantastic setting. We've seen so many movies where, you know, the mother is such a stock character in Indian cinema, right? Across languages and across genres. There has been more songs about mothers. There have been movies based on mothers. And, you know, we have the big dialogues and all, Mere Paas Maa Hai and all that. But this mother character was something very different. It felt a lot closer to home for whatever reason, which I'm not able to put it out. Maybe you can, or maybe somebody who's listening in can. And a great performance, right? She's not like, was not over the top. It was not underplayed. Just hitting the right notes by Savitri.
While you are on Jamila, right? So the one particular scene that I really enjoyed was when she actually goes to clean or bathe Sudhani, right? I mean, some sort of hesitation in Sudhani's, you know, looks, where he thinks, you know, like, oh, what is she doing and so on. But then they sort of melt away, and then he realizes really, you know, how loving and caring she becomes. And the subtext to this whole scene takes it to a different level, right? I mean, she actually wishes that she could do all this to her son. I mean, obviously she doesn't want Majid to be injured and lying, you know, immobile in a bed and all, but she yearns for his love, and some way, you know, like, she satisfies herself by doing the service to Sudhani. And this guy, you know, like, he's obviously, you know, very grateful and teary-eyed with Jamila and all, but he misses his grandmother and his life, probably is thinking about his mother who passed away very early in his life and so on. So there's a lot of, you know, like, people who are enjoying the current moment, but they still, you know, there is a bigger loss in their life that they haven't overcome. So I thought that scene was the best in the movie, if you ask.
What was your take on the humor in the movie? I think that comedy part is sort of not spoken about in the movie at all, but I thought they had some really funny moments throughout the movie, right? The parts which I really enjoyed was whenever Majid would go to see a girl, they had this recurring thing where his friends would form some sort of a semicircle on a chair.
Yeah.
And they would pull that table of snacks and tea towards them. And they, I think they would do it twice or thrice, I don't remember. And basically all of his ventures turn out to be failures because, you know, he's not completed high school and, you know, he doesn't have a steady job. One point was so funny where I laughed out loud was, I think he meets this girl who asks him, you know, if he has, what he has studied, and he says that he has failed high school. And she asks why, and he says something about family struggles and all. And she asks him, so is that why you failed in high school? And he says, no. I just laughed out so loud that people in my house came and asked, what's that? See, it's not a very laugh out loud moment for a lot of people, but there are, for me at least, right, a lot of times, it's not the scenes that are written for the big laughs, but a lot of these smaller scenes, which might actually be very funny in real life, right? When if somebody asks you, like, to quote a very, this thing, lame Tamil joke, there was this, enna pa padichiruka velaiku appdin one, there is this guy who says pattadu, and then the guy says pattadu. So, I don't know, that could be really funny with the timing in real life, right? But, yeah, so anyway, so all his wedding scenes, I thought were really, really funny and very well shot. And there's this wedding broker who comes, who makes Majid sit in the back seat. He tells, till you get married, I will sit in the front seat. He had so much power over him because he knows that this fellow is desperate to get married. Yeah, really funny scenes.
I think you aptly described this as a sports dramedy, right? So I thought it was very subtle, intentional, and also it juggled between some serious scenes and that made it little less on the face. For instance, the scene that we spoke about, right, that heavy scene between Jamila and Surani and all, it is sandwiched between some comedy stretches where this guy is in police station and so on. And you rightly said, right, so all these little witty dialogues, the whole why did you not study well, or the you know, sleep in the bus and come tomorrow if you don't have petrol, all these are very natural. It's very witty and like you said, not on the face comedy, but I absolutely enjoyed the comedy. Again, it fits well within the context. So some of the jokes, if you take it out of context and put it in a different movie, it may not work. But when it blends seamlessly, like in this movie, it really worked. Yeah.
In fact, just to close it off, there is this one moment where I really enjoyed. There is this girl he's talking to, the same girl who asks why he failed, right? He already starts assuming that, you know, she'll have to stay home and take care of all his children. She just cuts him off saying, sorry, Majid. And the next cut is to him fighting in the football match.
Yeah.
With a big group of people. He's at the center of the fight. And that's a beautiful way to show, right, his frustration. Because he's not the kind of guy. For some reason, at least, I've seen about like around 5-6 movies where I've got Saubin Shahir. And in a lot of the movies, he has played this guy who doesn't really go out and voice his frustration, and he's not very loud and all of that. Yep. He's usually a very understated guy, keeps his feeling. Here, it was a beautiful way to show that, you know, there was only one way to take out all his anger, his father, his stepfather, he's not getting married, he's not getting enough money. Superb cut. And they just cut it there also. They don't like really draw out the fight scene. Another director, another writer, or maybe they even shot a longer fight scene. But that was a fantastic cut, and just to cut it, fight, and so the beautiful end.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that particular moment. Yeah.
So what do you think of the relationship between Sudani and Majid?
So I think when it comes to Sudu and Majid, it's really about them moving on from, you know, being a manager and a player to, you know, becoming friends towards the end of the movie, right? Because both of them realize that they have difficulties in their life, and maybe Majid doesn't share so much with Sudhu, and Sudhu doesn't understand the problems that he has with his father as well. But when Majid learns about all the background struggles of Sudhu, what he faced back home in Nigeria, he sort of realizes that, you know, football, or maybe football is not the only thing important in life. And I think it also sort of brings home to him that, you know, some petty resentment is not important. So at least I thought he learned a lot more from Sudhu than what Sudhu could have learned from him. But yeah, at least that's how I saw it towards the end of the movie. Sudhu sort of teaches Majid as to what is important in life, which is why Majid decides to mend his relationship with his stepfather towards the end. And they sort of metaphorically show that, you know, a goal has been scored with that painting that Sudhu has made, right? I thought it was a very fitting end that Majid has learned what is important in life.
I actually had a different take, right? So the couple of things, couple of football sport references were very important, if you ask me. One of it is, you know, what happens when a very popular player, like a superstar in the Sevens League, like Sunani, what happens when an opposite club offers him some money, right? So this is the transfer between clubs is a big thing, if you actually ask me, because the so-called agents, if you want to call Majid as an agent here, they've actually invested a lot of time, their life savings, to identify a person, bring him to a different country, shoot him into limelight, and then, you know, they turn their own turn their back on this guy and go to a different club, right? So it's a very complicated and a personal thing. When, you know, Majid actually learns that he might have accepted money. So that is first reference. Secondly, an injury in a football career at the age when the Sudani is, right? And a seemingly a career-threatening injury like the one that he has where he is bedridden and so on. The same agents who talk about loyalty when they talk to the other clubs, they're usually, you know, very savage. They can they drop these players as some sort of, you know, damaged goods, or if you want to call that, and they would be ruthlessly moving on to the other players, right? So here, I actually, you know, feared for the worst. I thought, you know, the screenplay would take a bad turn from all the sweetness that we saw. I actually thought Majid, since, you know, he's still struggling for money, you know, he's still struggling to meet his ends meet. I thought, you know, it would have been easy to actually show the ruthlessness side and no one would have questioned. But the whole conflict resolution between them, right? How they come to terms to the fact that, you know, like he understands why Sudani might have done. And Sudani is actually very thankful that Majid understands and is still nurses him. I thought that was beautiful. So their relationship also grew in a way that at least I didn't, you know, anticipate. It could have been a very easy thing to make it all Bollywoodish or Kollywoodish and say, you know, like paint one of them as bad guy. I often wonder how can you advance a plot where all of them retain their innate goodness, right? So this is one movie where they didn't do anything bad to the characters and they stayed true, you know, to whatever their innate characters and still managed to advance the plot.
Hey, great explanation. Since maybe I don't have a lot of knowledge of football, I didn't really see it that way. But great observation. Great observation. So if you want to talk about some standout scenes, what would you? What are the scenes that you would mention?
Yeah, I think the Jamila scene, definitely, where she's nursing Sudani. And the climax scene, right? Of course, I know that, you know, it is going to be emotional and I was ready to close the movie and all. But still, when Samuel comes back and hugs Majid, you know, it was beautiful. And the football scenes from the beginning, right? They were very well shot. So you made a great point, right? Where Majid goes and, you know, picks a fight with the commentator saying, you know, don't reduce the morale of the group and so on. And we should also talk about the stepfather, right? I mean, he doesn't have many lines. He just comes. He's shown as a weak man. I don't know if his, you know, gait is a reference to him not having a backbone or not having a say in the proceedings, but he's so weak and, you know, he's probably neglected. Still, you know, the final scene where Majid brings him home. There are many beautiful scenes. Again, how do you pick one in such a beautiful movie? It's a very difficult task. What about you, Kumar?
For me, the last scene is obviously the favorite, where Majid makes up with his stepfather. The reason I like that scene a lot is because, again, like I said, see, you can draw out a scene, or you can create some impact with just maybe an expression or maybe a couple of dialogues. And I really like the way they resolved it, right? He just comes and says, Salaam alaikum.
Yeah.
And he responds and he said, let's go home. That's it. It's beautiful the way he brings him back home. Just show, don't tell. So that was very impactful for me as a scene. And if I have to pick another scene, I think all the interactions between Majid and Sudhu were really, I think after the point when they realize, when Majid, like you said, when Majid realizes that Sudhu has actually borrowed money from the other club, I think those scenes were very good because, like you said, you sense that, okay, maybe there is going to be some sort of a conflict or, you know, this guy is going to throw him out or whatever. I thought they really performed well in that particular scenario. So, like you said, throughout, there's a lot of very impressive scenes. But standout one is the resolution of the father and like I said, the Sudhu and the Majid scenes. And I really enjoyed all the wedding, not the wedding, the girl meeting scenes. So, for some reason, that those were really a standout. One of the reasons is because, it's really how oblivious his friends are to the entire his entire frustration or whatever for them. For them, it is just another trip where they go and have tea and snacks. So,
our friends will be like that, right? I mean, why care whether you know like the girl likes Majid or not? I'll be interested in the snacks. I mean, that's so beautifully done.
So, those were the and at least for me. It was overall a very well shot movie, but these are sort of the standout scenes. Standout performances from the top five actors. I mean, from the lead actors, not top five.
I mean, it's obvious, right? I mean, this is a movie with a handful of main characters and all of them have done well. I really enjoyed, like you said, Sarasa, right? What's her name? I forgot. Bhima,
yeah.
Yeah, Bhima. And of course, you know, Sobhin Shahir is phenomenal, right? I mean, I think I also seen him in some 4 to 5 movies and he never disappoints. And he seems to slip into his roles very easily, right? I mean, from Kumbhalangi Nights to this, if I think of it, he doesn't wear, you know, any costumes. There is barely any makeup. Complete disregard for his looks. He doesn't even wear, you know, different shirts to distinguish him from one movie to the other movie. But somehow he seems to take us to his world very effortlessly. So he would definitely be, you know, in the top three performances. But all of them have done very well, of course.
Yeah, I think we just want to... I completely agree, by the way. Everybody gave a great performance. But adding on to Sauvin, right? Adding on to whatever you said, everything is exactly correct. Just one thing is that there are some emotions which, I don't know, maybe you can't write or you'll have to write, like, you know, a lot of sentences and words to describe, which he sort of brings out in an expression in a particular scene. Like, for example, the expression he gives after he clears out the bedpan of Sudhu, right? You can't actually describe it as disgust. That would be a very simplistic way of describing it, okay? He is thinking a lot of things at that point. One, why is he doing this? Why does he have to do this? Or what has he done to get himself in a situation like this? It's a lot of those things that he just brings out in that particular expression at that point.
Kamal used to... Kamal used to tell in one interview, right? So he said, acting is about making people understand the feeling of the character. You know, you have to show it in very few reactions and they have to get it. Now, when you described Shobin's reactions, right, it's probably not one emotion that he has to convey. There's a mixture of them and somehow he seems to effortlessly deliver it on screen.
If I have to give an example that some of the Tamil movie fans might recognize, there is a scene in Vettaiyaadu Vilaiyaadu where Kamal removes the plastic bag from Jyotika's head and stops her from killing herself. Yeah. And then he walks and puts the cover in the dustbin. Gautam Menon told, right, that I had written some 4 or 5 dialogues for that scene, but Kamal just made all of them redundant and we didn't use any of those. So...
Yeah.
It's that is a parallel example, you know, if it has to mean anything. Anyway, so a lot of great points talking to me. What did not work for you? Is there anything that you think that did not work in the movie? It was a misfit or something like that?
No, I thought this in a very natural movie, the whole passport thing was a bit contrary. But again, I understand that it's another important issue that they have handled very, very deftly, right? I mean, this whole fake passport refugee angle, it's not done over the top. I'm again glad that there was a good conclusion to that episode. I was worried, you know, like they might be dragged by the authorities and so on and so forth. So that whole stretch of fake passport was little cinematic, but again, on second thought, it was not too bad. I don't have major complaints about the movie.
Yeah, did you have any issues with Sudhu's flashback?
No, I actually quite enjoyed it, right? I mean, maybe it deviated from the word that we so got used to. I didn't have any problem with that. The actors were not too bad there also. I mean, I was fine with that.
Okay. Yeah, I also had only an issue with passport entire missing thing. But thankfully, like you said, they didn't drag it out too much. At one point, I thought, oh my God, this will get too serious. But they resolved it in a very oh my God, it's here kind of a way. So that is something that I like, because you know, that is the reason I like that is there are actually a lot of conflicts in real life that get resolved like that. You know, you keep wondering, oh my God, what's going to happen, and one day it's this like, okay, this is there, this is here all along, why you worried? So yeah, overall closing thoughts on Sudhani from Nigeria.
Well, I'm just excited, and I hope that this great list of new age Malayalam movies never stop. I'm glad that, you know, like in the OTT world of violence, investigation, scandal, controversies, there are also these movies which are very simple and play on human emotions, drama, comedy. So just if someone wants a relief from all the heavy stuff, of course, you know, very, very good stuff that you see on these OTT platforms, I would definitely recommend Sudhani from Nigeria. And I look forward to Sobhan's next movie, right? And like I said, he's a great actor, very well recognized inside Malayalam, but it's high time he takes the leap to a bigger league. I don't mean he should do other, you know, movies, other language movies, but I just hope he gets more recognition. That's all.
Yeah, I think you've summarized it pretty well. And I don't know if you've said this in another podcast of ours. You've praised Malayalam cinema already a lot, but let me just add one more. Is the reason you said why Malayalam movies are great is because they get their local right, which makes their movie global.
Yeah.
Okay, they make their issues local, and the setting is so natural, is that so that everybody from anywhere is able to, you know, sit down and enjoy and maybe relate to that movie at some level or the other. So yeah, I look forward to, I would recommend Sudhani from Nigeria. In fact, I've recommended Sudhani from Nigeria to quite a number of people. I don't know if they've followed up on that, but I would definitely recommend it as a must watch in the list of Malayalam movies that they can catch on Netflix. So guys, if you're listening in, catch Sudhani from Nigeria on Netflix, and until then, have a great day. Thank you for listening to this episode of South Talkies. If you like this discussion, please click on the like button and share it with your friends using the share option. For regular updates, do subscribe to our channel on your favorite podcast listening platform. It could be Spotify, it could be Google Podcasts, or it could be Apple Podcasts. If you have a movie or a topic in South Indian movies you would like us to talk about, do tweet to us at the South Talkies on Twitter, and also follow us on our Twitter handle. Until we come back with a new episode, have fun and have a great day. Bye.